Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter Coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast in the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And keep listening to the home for Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
Injury update, Shell had a knee, Avery knee, and then Jamie Mosley knee. Well, we're evaluating all those guys.
Adam, I know it's a preseason game. Congratulations on your win. Are you concerned about different positions and the depth that you have, like at corner and offensive line?
I don't know if I'm concerned. I think we're just working through competition. We still have two more weeks of preseason left. We're going to kind of see who really steps up. You know, there's a lot of opportunity, I know that, for guys, and it's wide open, and there's a chance for guys, you know, to make a roster.
Adam, you gave Berlin a chance here for him to miss two extra points. Are you looking to the end of the time early, but do you think that you're going to be looking to add at least another guy this week?
No, I mean, right now, this is where we're at. This is what we're going with, you know, until, you know, we have those discussions. And, you know, when we get back in the morning, we'll be able to watch film. You want to make sure the operation was right. Was everything, you know, what was the reasons for the misses? So, you know, that's what, you know, Brant is really good at. He'll be able to figure out what's going on, and, you know, we'll keep working on it.
Arthur Mullett looked like he got banged up a little bit. Is he fine?
Yeah.
Is it the same knee that Shell had the injury on?
Right? No. It's the other one. Yeah.
Are you overly concerned with?
I'm not overly concerned about a lot of things right now, so.
And how encouraging was it for the second week in a row, even though you had four or five backups at offensive line, for the offense to be as smooth and fast as it was?
I thought the line did a good job with the tempo. I mean, they were getting to the line of scrimmage quick, getting set up, making the calls. Sam did a good job, receivers, tight ends, running backs. Everybody was just, they were working at a really good clip. It makes it really easy to call plays.
How happy are you? I mean, I know that, you know, they're not necessarily game planning for you guys from the defensive side, but for Sam to go in there and for now 2 weeks in a row, kind of look like he's been in your offense for a long time.
Yeah, it looks right. You know, it's, he doesn't seem to have any complications. When we get going and playing some teams that do a lot of the exotic stuff, when we get to third down, that's really going to be our biggest test. When we kind of, next week will be a good one for us, because New Orleans will, they're going to do some different stuff. They're going to show us some different looks, and they're going to have some things on third down that are going to be tough, and we're going to have to be really good at, you know, game planning and then practicing and doing everything right.
It looked like Greg dialed up the pressure quite a bit tonight. You guys broke the house on quite a few downs. Just talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, that's just, I mean, we're just trying to give all these guys an opportunity to make plays. And I think it's good that when he does that, then these guys have to communicate. They have to make the adjustments, because they don't know what formations are coming out. And they're going off of really their rules that they've been working on since the spring. And there's a lot of new guys in there too. So, I mean, those guys really had to do a good job of getting in their books, understanding what the adjustments are. And I thought for the most part, you know, there wasn't a lot of chatter about guys making, you know, having missed assignments. It was just, you know, sometimes they won, you know, on the physical part of the play.
Can you take us through your thought process in resting late now again?
Yeah, I mean, I just liked his week of practice. He got a ton of reps this week, and we'll kind of see how next week goes. You know, he's played a lot of football, and I like where he's at right now. I love how he's working. You know, if I feel like there's a need to play him next week, we will. If he has a good week of practice and we feel like it's not worth it for us to get him out there, then we won't.
What do you make of the way that Ty played? He showed toughness, break tackles.
Yeah, I thought it was really good. I mean, there was a couple of those runs where it looked a little cloudy, and he found a way through it. I thought the touchdown was really good, because it got jammed up there, and he was smart, and he got in the end zone.
What did you think of your quarterbacks and how they did today? Obviously, it's a rip off.
Yeah, it's just hard. It's hard for me to tell at the moment. I mean, well, that's an easier question for me tomorrow.
You guys marched right down the field on the opening drive, and so many of the great offenses that first drive, Peyton always did it. What does that say about your offensive operation? I know it's the preseason, but that first drive to go right down the field.
I liked that, you know, like Robbie's catch, like the contested catches, like him coming across the middle, and, I mean, he took a pretty good shot there, but he didn't shy away, and, you know, almost got in the end zone, got us that first down. You know, it was good to see guys doing exactly what we've worked on, you know, since spring. And just seeing it kind of come to life on the field.
Adam,
in live competition.
You mentioned Robbie, obviously, and he made the tough catch over the middle. He also had that back shoulder one. Is that kind of a sign or an indication of what you've kind of been telling us about how he's doing more than just going deep?
Yeah, he's really trying to just keep the door wide open on everything we're doing. He has not come to me and said, I really don't like doing this or I don't want to do this. He wants to do the whole thing. And, I mean, we all can appreciate that as coaches. And we just, you know, he wants to keep getting better. We're just going to keep trying to help him.
Do you like the fact, Adam, that Quincy and Robbie were integrally involved in that first drive? They weren't really involved in the first drive last week. Or does that matter to you?
I mean, it does at the end of the day when we kind of look at everything at the end of the game. You'd really like it to be fairly even with everybody across the board. You know, last week, just the one drive, there was a couple of things that we kind of had scheduled. We were trying to get everybody a touch, and it didn't work out that way. This week, we didn't worry about it so much. Sometimes that's how it works out. When you don't worry about it, it seems to work out right. And we just want to make sure everybody's worried about every guy on the field. And if we can keep doing that, that's going to help us be successful.
Adam, when Avery was injured, most of the veterans started around the game. At that point, why was Avery still playing?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes everybody's slotted for some different amount of snaps, and some guys are, you know, we're trying to get with certain packages, and, you know, some guys it's like one this group, two this group. So, I mean, the last 2 weeks he's kind of stayed in there a little longer. You know, that's just kind of, it's like that on offense, but you might not notice like Ty Compton stayed in a little longer than the rest of that group. So, you know, that's just kind of how we roll it. You know, some guys are play a little longer than others.
It seemed like the ball was coming out of Sam's hand pretty quickly tonight. Was that a focus, or is that just a product of him seeing the field better?
I mean, that's just how he does it. I mean, he knew where he wanted to go with the ball, and it comes out quick.
Do you like where you're getting an outside linebacker across from Jordan? It seems like you're getting good work from both Frank Deep and Colton.
Yeah, I think that whole outside linebacker group is really, really showing some good stuff. You know, they're playing through the whistle. You know, they're attacking the quarterback. They're doing a good job setting the edge in the run game. I mean, it feels like it's, they're playing the position the way we want. It feels like it's deep.
So often the third preseason game is called the dress rehearsal. Do you think Atlanta viewed this was their third preseason game because they played in the Hall of Fame game and Matt Ryan played almost the whole first half. Do you think they were approaching it that way?
I'm not sure. I don't think a lot of those guys played a lot of snaps last week. So I think they were just trying to make sure. I mean, we normally kind of would almost go almost the whole first half in this game sometimes too. It just depends how it goes. You know, tonight with, you know, we had three guys out, you know, on the offensive line. We're just trying to be smart and, you know, get all those guys work.
If you had more of the offensive linemen, your first team guys available,
We might have stayed in there a little longer. It went as well as I could have asked it as far as how long they went with kind of a couple of the injuries we had.
How do you kind of balance that when you're trying to make that decision whether or not to, you know, keep it going and get those extra reps or just pull the plug and make sure?
Just go with your gut. As soon as you kind of feel like it's time to get out, do it.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter Coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast in the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And keep listening to the home for Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.